He was the guy who was always warning his reporters.
I remember saying, I hope to hell you're right.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ben Bradley, editor of the Washington Post during the Watergate years, has died at the age of 93. He oversaw the 400 stories the Post ran on Watergate, which finally led to Richard Nixon becoming the first president to resign his office. But in talking to journalism students on C-SPAN 4 years ago, he wanted to make it clear that it was not a vendetta.
In the first place, I think if he wiped out Watergate, I thought Nixon was a very good president. I didn't dislike him at all.
In fact, he even thought Nixon deserved his pardon.
I think probably yes, although there will always be some of us who would like to have had it gone on a little bit longer.
Absolutely. And you can understand why. He knew that never again would he cover a story anything like Watergate.
Give me some way it could have been better. If you had told any editor of the Washington Post since the beginning of time, it was going to be a story that would 40 people would go to jail and the President of the United States would resign, he'd say, thank you, Lord.
By the way, for those of you who don't remember, the Washington Post was the only newspaper pursuing the story in the months leading up to the 1972 election. People ignored it. Nixon won 49 states. But Bradley never had any doubts.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds conceited, and I'm really not, but we knew we were right. We knew we were right.
The late Ben Bradley. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.